Dontrelle Who Kissed the Sea, a contemporary play by Nathan Allen Davis, is having its Baltimore premiere in a production from Sisters Freehold, performing February 16th through March 3rd at the Peel Museum downtown, directed by company founding co-artistic director Makima Freeland, who joins me to talk about the play and the production. Welcome, Makima.
Hello. Hey. Thank you for having me today.
First of all, we should talk about the fact that this poetic theatrical fable is actually set right here in Baltimore, about and for the people of Charm City. How important was that for you in choosing to produce and direct Dontrelle?
Thank you for asking that, by the way. The fact that this play is set in Baltimore is very, very important, not just to me, but for Sisters Freehold, because part of our mission is making sure that the Baltimore stages reflect the communities that they're claiming that they serve. So with a play that is Baltimore-based, we are telling a Baltimore story here in Baltimore.
And how would you say Baltimore actually shows up in the script in meaningful ways?
Dontrelle, the whole driving force of this play is that he has a dream about his ancestor during the Middle Passage era, which not only has to do with Baltimore, but the settings in this play hold very, very true.
How does the play mix in aspects of ordinary everyday life and relationship with these big questions that haunt the fable part of it, of legacy, of history, of a past that's steeped into so many corners of our spaces?
Dontrelle, with this dream that he's had, he wakes up with a lot of curiosity about who he is and where he comes from. And as he's trying to find his allies through this journey, he's just telling the story of how he ends up finding out where he comes from.
How does it do that?
It's collaboration. It's ever since a collaboration. First of all, there's a company. We're going to call them ancestors because that's who they prove themselves to be in Dontrelle's life. He's on this journey and he's with his ancestors. And during the play, they're there with him. We're, in a sense, bridging the non-reality, creative, magical life with reality. This play uses comedy to tell a rather serious story. This play is hilarious. And you have this, I guess you can call it a serious topic of someone who really was shocked about their past and where they've come from to the point where they want to seek that out one more time. It's very serious. And the fact that everybody is not on Dontrelle's side from the beginning and he kind of has to find his way on his own until he meets his soulmate. It's a rather serious topic, but it's so funny. And part of what makes it funny is it's also relatable. It's easy to say that oftentimes when you're writing relatable content that you forget the humor that is in it. Like, you can laugh at yourself during some of your most embarrassing moments. You can look back and just laugh at yourself.
And you talked about soulmate. It's also a love story, isn't it?
It is a love story. I want to say it's a love story that we can relate to. It's a love story through two people just being in their own world alone in a specific era of their life. And they meet each other where they are, and they provide for one another what they don't have.
So you said that this play is a real passion project for you. Why is that?
It has a lot of the elements that I hold close when it comes to theater and artwork. Poetry, for one, the flow of it, the fact that it goes from prose to verse, from verse to prose, it hits me personally because I am a poet. But it's not too unrealistic and far from, like, me as a person. He's on this journey trying to find who he is, and along the way, he's evoking certain emotions and feelings in his family and his friends. But at the end of the day, he has to seek out what he started. He has to finish what he started. It's a relatable journey. It's just being told through this magical medium we call theater.
What do you think the audience takes away, or what do you hope the audience takes away as an experience?
I want the audience to understand that while there is no such thing as your future without your past, how do you honor your past and still move on without forgetting everything that was behind you?
My guest has been Makima Freeland from Sisters Freehold, director of Dontrelle Who Kissed the Sea by Nathan Allen Davis, playing at the Peel Museum February 16th through March 3rd. Tickets and much more information are at sistersfreehold.org/Dontrelle, but seats are limited, so get yours now. Thank you so much, Makima.